and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain Talk Radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. We have Billy Roberti, my longtime friend and editor of You Are the Genie in the Bottle, along with me. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Maureen. I'm here. Thanks to my Dr. Pat show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups to facilitate their awakening and transformation into the new reality that is emerging. Maureen worked as a corporate leader much of her professional career. In 1994, she decided to live according to her heart, not her head. Since then, everything has changed. She founded Transformational Enterprises Incorporated to pursue her interest in teaching and writing about metaphysics, spirituality, and manifesting your heart's desires. The first presentation she developed and shared in 1994 was You Are the Genie in the Bottle, a manifestation how-to workshop based on principles and techniques she used herself in her personal and professional life. In 1994, she studied the Flower of Life with Drumbelow Melchizedek and became a certified Flower of Life facilitator. Her Flower of Life and Advanced Flower of Life workshops are a worldwide demand as the thousands of students have spread the word about her work. In 2005, Maureen chose to receive formal training in reading the Akashic Records to fine-tune her natural connection to them. She founded Akashic Records International along with the Ascended Masters, Goddess of Liberty, and Sanat Kumara. Over the years, Maureen has created and produced 10 guided meditation collections, including the Merkaba meditation, and she's working on more at this time. She's also the author of 3 books, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, and Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, has also developed the highly acclaimed Aramandalas, which are essential oil blends designed to facilitate emotional healing, deeper meditations, and spiritual expansion. Today, Maureen and her company provide consulting, workshops, training, sacred journeys, guided meditations, aromatherapy products, instructional books, and related material. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with our discussions on transformation, which means permanent change, to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today we're talking about connecting to your higher self. So, Maureen, just for our new listeners, can you tell us what do you mean by the higher self?
Okay. You know, many people talk about the higher self, and many people say higher power. Some people say God. Some people say your guidance or your intuition. But I have worked with this for a long time, and I try to be really, really specific. Your higher self is the version of you that's already plugged into God. Yes, there's another version of you, and it's in a higher dimension, and it's already fully connected to God. And the best metaphor I can give you is to say that the higher self is the equivalent of you in heaven. So when the churches and the synagogues tell us about heaven, I would say to you, that is the equivalent of your higher self. So every relationship is yummy, your appearance is great, and it's whatever you might think of as heaven.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. So we actually have accomplished that, even though we don't feel it right now.
Well, I wouldn't say that we have accomplished that. I would simply say that there's a parallel you that's already plugged into God. And that part of you that's already plugged into God is you, and you can tune to that part of you that is already plugged into God. I honestly wouldn't say that, you know, you've already achieved that, because maybe that's just your, I'll call it double, to make sure you do find your way back home to God. You never know.
Mm-hmm. So how would higher self be different from, or is it the same as, what most people talk about, soul?
Oh, golly. When people talk about the soul, they're talking about the aspect that has come out from God and the aspect of themselves that is inside the physical body. So you could say that your higher self and you have the same soul. The higher self of you could be likened to the soul, but the soul seems impersonal to me, and the higher self seems very personal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm getting clear on that, because so many words are given out in spirituality, and sometimes it's hard to know if they're talking about the same thing or what the differences are. Now, what about the I Am presence that the Ascended Master Saint Germain talks about? How does that figure in here with soul and
the higher
self?
Yeah. The higher self that the I Am presence and the Guy Fieri King books, and even back as far as some of the work of Madame Blavatsky, that is the higher self. So your I Am presence, as it is referred to in some spiritual groups, and your higher self are the same thing. It's just a different name. And they are interchangeable. Those words are interchangeable.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. How is this higher self connection different from intuition?
Well, your intuition can be your guides giving you information. It could be if you have energies that are in you that are giving you information. Sometimes, you know, people have entities, and so the entities are giving them insider information. Sometimes the intuition is reading the field. And what I mean by that is you walk into a room where an argument has occurred, and suddenly the feeling you have is heaviness in the pit of your stomach. That's your intuition. So it's like what floats in unsolicited and perhaps coming from outside of you to you, whereas your higher self is directly connected to you as soon as you open the door to it.
So the intuition is more like a general knowing without knowing why you know, whereas higher self is specifically sort of saying where that energy is coming from.
Yeah, but it's not even, I mean, that's one way to say it. But to be really precise, the intuition doesn't have the interaction of the exact person. It could be outside of you.
Okay, I think that's clearer. So, you know, people who claim to be psychic might just be very intuitive. They may just be feeling energies around them. It doesn't necessarily mean it's coming from their higher self.
Right, and I would add the word reading the energies around them. People who are psychic are accustomed to tuning in to the energies around them and other people, and they can read that energy. And that would be intuition or being psychic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has this, by the way. Everyone has it at varying degrees. So some people can sense something right away, and others cannot. I even think people who are artists, for example, are really reading the field and tuning to that which is harmonious. So they're sensing, oh, this color is better with this color. It seems like an odd way to talk about an artist. And the same is true with authors. Many, many authors sense their way through their writing, and they turn out to be bringing forth information from either around them, you know, energetically reading the field. Another way to put it is most people who visit a battleground, let's say, you know, the Battle of the Little Bighorn or someplace where there was a huge massacre, and if they walk quietly and intend to tune the energy, many people will pick that up. And that's being intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks for clarifying that, because a lot of people ask me what the difference is between being psychic and higher self and things like that. Now, when you talk about higher self connection, is this also the same as coming from your heart or being heart-centered?
Well, no, those two are different. Being heart-centered means that you've moved from a place of unconditional love as compared with survival. Practically everybody operates from survival unless some things have happened to them to evolve them or make them more spiritual, and then they move into their heart. So it's, you know, if you don't think you're going to be able to make the rent, you start to get anxious. If you think you don't have enough money to buy food this week, you're going to start to, you know, worry about what are you going to, how you're going to make that work. And that's survival stuff. You know, if you were in an abusive relationship and the physical safety was at risk, you would definitely know when you were in survival. So sometimes your survival mechanism is based upon your thought process and your fear, and sometimes your survival mechanism is based upon real danger. But in any event, that is our normal base of operations. That's where everyone comes from. So if you have a job that you believe you're going to have tomorrow, if you have a environment that you feel is safe, what happens when you have what I would call survival stuff going on, there is a sense that you can't get past that. And what we do when we work with the higher self is we literally move our awareness, our base of operations, from survival to unconditional love. And we anchor it there. And the way we do that in my work is through the Merkaba meditation, which we've talked about in other shows, and I'm sure we'll talk about again. But it is possible to move your base of operations, where you operate from survival to unconditional love. And there's many ways to do it. The Merkaba is just one way.
Okay. Coming up, Maureen tells us the benefits of having a higher self connection. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti, and we'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about connecting to your higher self. Now, if you've come in the middle of the show, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStgermain.com. Click on our news you can use and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. We are really excited at Transformational Enterprises' 2% a return of our trips to Egypt. And that's on our website, too. So if you have been hankering to go to Egypt and wondering how to get there with what's going on, concerned that it may never happen, come take a look at what we have, see where we're going, and if you're called, join our tour. Now, Maureen, we were going to talk about the benefits of having a higher self connection. Can you say more about that?
Yes. The benefit of having a higher self connection is that you're able to know what you need to know, when you need to know it. You're able to tell how to do certain things. You're actually, if you develop this higher self connection and really work at it, what happens is your higher self will come in and tell you stuff that you didn't even know you needed to know. And it can be something as simple as stop on your way home from work at the grocery store, which has happened to me, as well as should I go out on a date tonight, or should I take this exam, or should I work with, this person, should I take this job, and those kinds of things. So the connection is quite remarkable and quite powerful. And it's so lovely to have this connection and to be able to feel it and work with it. It's quite transformational.
Did you consult with your higher self about this upcoming trip to Egypt, the sacred journey to Egypt?
Yes, I did. And everybody who works for Transformational Enterprises, our company, has the higher self connection and works with it. And, if you're in a decision-making place, then you are expected to use that. So Billy on our team uses it. We have another lady named Diane who sets our programming up. And even though she's a volunteer employee, she also checks in with her higher self. So we run it by many people, not just me. Although, if we don't get agreement, and this has only happened once or twice in the past, if we don't get agreement, we do not move forward. So if I were to get a yes to go to Egypt, and let's say Billy got a no, then we would just say, well, we can't make that decision right now. There's something going on either with Billy or with me, and we have to wait. Because we know that if it's a true answer, it's the same for all of us. And so, and we are consistent that way. And this has been going on for many, many, many years. So we are consistent in that way, and it's really important to us. So the higher self is really good at helping you make decisions.
And it was helpful when you were, I'm sorry?
It's okay. I was going to say, I can tell you one time that I didn't follow my higher self. And I laugh about it when I tell people the story, but essentially I made a decision to do something with some friends, and my higher self said no, and the movie turned out to be a real dog, and we all wish we had walked out.
Okay, so when you don't ask, that you can run into trouble.
Well, when you're used to
asking,
and I had asked, I just decided I wanted to go anyway. But that's all right. That happens.
So are there any other benefits of having a higher self connection?
The bottom line benefit is that if you're working on your ascension, and most of us are who are listening to this show, when you have a higher self connection, it will literally lead you back home to God. it will tell you, you need to be in this place at this time. That's pretty wonderful.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like that kind of safety.
It's not even safety. It's a knowing. It's like a little kid safety. You know, a little kid who's brought up in a very loving family, and they start to walk away from you at the mall, and they know their parent is going to chase them. They know mommy will not let them out of their sight. So it's not even safety. It's your new normal.
New normal. That sounds great. That's transformation. Now, Maureen, which era mandalas can enhance our development of our higher self connection?
Well, I actually asked my higher self on the break because I knew you were going to ask that question because you told me, not because I'm especially psychic this particular moment. Anyway, just a little joke for our listeners. Let's see. There is the era mandala blend called Mantra. And the reason my higher self picked that is because it clears away any emotional wound that has to do with feeling trapped. And so it gives you a sense of freedom and a sense of power, and that opens you up to your higher self. And in this particular oil, it also allows you to move to higher levels of experience, which is why this particular oil is so remarkable in terms of helping your higher self connection. Another oil that is quite wonderful for the higher self connection is called Octa, O-C-T-A. And it is an oil that clears the feelings of not having self-worth and not having self-acceptance and replaces it with a sense of identity of who you are, and that you are part of God's family and you are well provided for and so on. And it also clears away shame. And shame is literally the core belief that says I'm not good enough. And we've all had that. We've all had shame, even if it's just a bad hair day, you know. Everybody has shame that they can clear up. And if you use the oil and you don't need it, somebody standing around you or near you will get the benefit. So it's always a fabulous, one of our big sellers, actually.
That sounds like a great oil to have. Well, let's talk a little bit about next week. We'll be talking about what the future holds in store for us. Let's see if we can get some sense of maybe higher self giving us some sort of guidance as to and astrology, what is in store for us in the next month or two to the end of the year? There are a lot of concerns about 11/11 and all kinds of possible negative things going on. Let's see what are the gifts in the next few months.
Can I jump in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before we go into that, I will tell you as a listener that the 11/11 is going to be very powerful time, but only because the numbers 11 are powerful and because we practice the Gregorian calendar. It's not like it's a dangerous time. So I wanted to make sure that if you're listening, you know that it's going to be an actual wonderful gift to humanity and not a problem.
Maureen, we've talked about getting into our hearts before. Do you know of any quick ways that can get us to that place?
Yes, and I'm happy to tell you, but I'm also sorry that the answer is going to be accept a blow to the heart. And what that means is that when someone that you know who's close to you does something you feel like they know better and they don't react positively and they somehow blame it on you, that's a blow to the heart. And when you allow your heart to remain open and not judge them, you should have. Why did you? That's so unfair. That's so unkind. Whatever you might think, instead stop that chatter and just say, this is a blow to the heart. I'm claiming my heart's connection. And it literally shatters one of the many layers of armor that we have around the heart. And what that does is increases our heart capacity to feel our heart capacity, and that improves our higher self connection.
Oh, that's a great way. That's a great to just let in when you, and maybe when you're feeling attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be?
Not only when you're being attacked, but when someone lets you down. More often, the blow to the heart is someone lets you down. Your friend tells you one thing and acts another, or they promise this and they don't deliver, or they give you something and it turns out not to be what they said it was. And it's, you know, someone close to you, your brother, your sibling, your partner, a coworker that you're in good, you know, company with. But it's always somebody you respect, always someone that you have mutual love for. And that person can get in close to you, so you have expectations that they will behave in a way that you believe is safe. And when they don't, when they misbehave, they do something that they think is okay, and it doesn't fit your standard in that moment, you are wounded. That's why it's called a blow to the heart. And I've written a lot about this in the book, Beyond the Flower of Life, if you want to know more.
Well, thank you, Maureen, for that last bit. Next week, we'll be talking about what the future holds in store for us in the next few months. As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder, if you miss any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.